They're not even running yet, and they're already running.
The fiercest rivalry in Michigan politics right now between two candidates for governor who still have not actually announced they're running for governor. I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics.
So we are seeing this rivalry between Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette and Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly play out in the nascent petition drive being led by Kelly to make the state legislature part-time.
Late last month, Kelly launched the ballot drive to put the question to voters in November 2018.
The same election that Kelly and Schuette would both like to appear on the ballot as the Republican nominee for governor.
But they have yet to jump in.
Well, officially. But make no mistake, this rumble has already started.
And we saw a dust-up between these non-campaign campaigns just this past week over the part-time legislature ballot question.
In order to get a question on the ballot, the bipartisan Board of State canvassers usually approves the format of the actual petition. Font size, capitalized words, things like that. It's not a requirement, but it helps avoid legal challenges later on.
So a meeting was scheduled to approve the part-time legislature petition, but then suddenly the meeting was canceled.
Kelly's team quickly said it was because of an objection from the Attorney General's office.
Run by one Bill Schuette.
The allegation was that the AG's office had raised objections at the last minute and let the Secretary of State's office know it.
Well, absolutely not true, and I think that's become evident.
Attorney General Bill Schuette there saying, nope, wasn't me.
The fact is, I've always been for a part-time legislature, and at no time did the Department of Attorney General impede their approval process or slow it down or anything.
So it sounds like what happened was that before the meeting, the director of the State Bureau of Elections was questioning some technical aspects of the petition and let the Attorney General's office know.
Yeah, not exactly the AG calling up the board and telling them, you know, cancel this meeting.
But you can see where, if the AG's office somehow was part of this conversation, that the Kelly team would make hay of it, and they did.
They did. But really, at the heart of this, what's just so politically interesting is that there's this already heightened he said, before either candidate has even officially jumped into this 2018 race.
And this is not a one-off. This is part of a pattern. And let's not forget that Bill Schuette is investigating, literally investigating, the very administration that Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly is part of as his team looks into the state's response to the Flint water crisis.
Schuette and a team of high-priced attorneys have been investigating Flint and may actually even be targeting administration officials for criminal charges.
An investigation that's supposed to be above politics, but the politics of the investigation cannot be ignored.
Yeah, walking on the fighting side of me. Running down with life, I'm fighting in a far-dot
key. Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.